Coming to you from Long Island University's CW Post Campus, you're listening to Web Radio WCWP, Brookville, New York. And now, it's time for the Mike Shimeri Show. Yes, this is the Mike Shimeri Show, number 173 on Web Radio WCWP. Now, I said last week that I try not to bring politics into the show, but I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up that, in a way, what happened on election night is karma for something I said 4 years and 2 days ago on the Mike Shimeri Show over in Studio 4 about gleefully reporting about the Republicans and what they controlled in both houses of Congress. This year, it's the exact opposite. And so be it. And here's to bipartisanship as I raise my water bottle. One of two, because I go through them a lot when you have to talk for quite a bit for 2 hours straight. And I'm recording in Evergreen after this. So next week is the 175th Mike Shimeri Show. But we begin the 173rd with Dave Brubeck. And by the way, many of the songs you're going to hear in this show were going to be in the Mike Shimeri Spectacular 2 last week on WCWP 88.1 FM. But it never happened because Chris McIntosh was going to do his show that I was going to fill in for him all along. So here's Dave Brubeck. This is from Happy Anniversary Charlie Brown. This is Benjamin, featuring Bobby Militello on the flute, here on the Mike Shimeri Show on Web Radio WCWP. Web Radio WCWP, Nelson Rangel with today's top story. That's today's top story, not the top story a few nights ago and the last couple of days, ever since the election. Okay, I got to stop with the politics here. I don't want this to be a political show. So that was Nelson Rangel with today's top story from Turning Night into Day in 1997 that was co-written by and featured Chuck Loeb on the guitar. And before that, we heard Dave Brubeck with Benjamin from Happy Anniversary Charlie Brown in 1989. That featured Bobby Militello, although they credit him in the liner notes as Bob Militello, on the flute. We heard him last week on Lisa Hilton's song Hit the Road, Jack. Or Hit the Road, Jack. Well, here's Bob James. This is from his album Urban Flamingo. Bobbery Coast. Web Radio WCWP, Bob James with Bobbery Coast from Urban Flamingo in 2006, earlier this year. Saturday, December 2nd from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hempstead Public Library. Get ready to learn dessert preparation in time for the holidays, whatever holiday it may be for you. The owners of the Look Who's Cooking Shop in Oyster Bay will host a program to teach you how to prepare desserts for easy entertainment. Samples will be distributed and recipes will be included. The program is free, but registration is required. And for more information, call 516-481-6990. Up next, the Kim Pencil Three-of-a-Kind Showcase.
Some comments you just won't ever hear at your house.
Hey, Dad, you need a hand with that yard work?
Just as unlikely, you may never hear, you know, it's time for an eye exam. That's because many vision problems have no early warning signs. An eye exam can spot glaucoma and other serious health conditions before you can. If you're over 40, remember, an eye doctor can see things you can't. For more on vision health, visit checkyearly.com. A message from the Vision Council of America and AARP.
Toys of Hope, a nonprofit children's charity, and WCWP present the second annual holiday toy and collection drive. Bring a new and unwrapped toy to the Abrams Communication Center at the CW Post campus of Long Island University. The toy drive runs from Monday, November 30th through Friday, December 15th. Call WCWP at 516-299-2628 for more information. Help kids get the holidays they deserve.
There is no need for this. Somewhere along the way, we lost some common sense. Help Deja Vu Radio in their quest to bring superior tunes back into the lexicon. Join the plight with Deja Vu Radio Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on webradio wcwp.org. Today's music has a publicist. Remember when it had a cause?
Kim Pencil, this is your showcase. It begins with Are You Ready? Well, are you? Web Radio, WCWP. We are two-thirds of the way through the Kim Pencil three-of-a-kind showcase. That was Sweet Spot, and this is Say You Will. That'll do it for the Kim Pencil three-of-a-kind showcase here on Web Radio WCWP. And for those that don't know by now, Kim spells his last name P-E-N-S-Y-L. And that was Say You Will that you just heard from When You Were Mine in 1994. That featured Kim on the piano and the flugelhorn as well. Before that, Sweet Spot from 3-Day Weekend in 1992, when we began with Are You Ready from Pencil Sketches No. 1 in 1988. Saturday, December 9th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Hempstead Public Library. Come celebrate the holidays on a wonderful jazz gospel concert. With a wonderful jazz gospel concert. Who wrote this? Hosted by acclaimed saxophonist Nathaniel Anthony Smith. Tony and his host of talented musicians reinvented the art of gospel instrumental. They were nominated in two categories in 2003 at the American Gospel Music Awards. The concert is free, and for more information, call the same number that I gave you earlier for another Hempstead Public Library thing, 516-481-6990. Up next, interviews are back. Brad Sherwood, interview number 2, in about a minute.
You know what? I'm really proud to be an American. That's why I registered with Selective Service. If you think about it, our country doesn't ask much from us. One of the few duties we have as young men living in America is to register with Selective Service when we turn 18. Why register? Because if you don't, you can miss out on college loans, job training, good jobs, and driver's licenses in most states. Plus, it's the law. So register online at sss.gov or go to your local post office.
Listen to the Stomping Grounds on Web Radio WCWP for local music, live performances, and interviews with up-and-comers. Also, the best new rock variety for when you're itching to expand your horizons. The Stomping Grounds, where local rock lives. Check out webradiowcwp.org and myspace.com/WCWP for more.
This is The Mike Shamari Show. This has been Brad Sherwood for the second time here on The Mike Shamari Show, and there's more music in 30 seconds.
Hi, everybody. This is Tom Van Horn, host of D2 Game Day, inviting you to join us this year for nationwide coverage of Division II football. Each week, we'll provide a comprehensive look at the exciting world of D2 football. It all culminates with a national championship game in Florence, Alabama. So keep it here for extensive coverage on D2 Game Day.
D2 Game Day, every Friday morning at 12 a.m. on your home for CW Post Pioneers Football, 88.1 FM, WCWP.
Hi, this is Brad Sherwood from Whose Line Is It Anyway, and you're listening to Mike Shamari on Web Radio WCWP.
Web Radio WCWP. Jeff Lorber with Kickin' It from Kickin' It in 2001 that featured Gerald Albright on the saxophone. Sounded like the tenor sax to me, but I don't know anymore. And I want to thank Brad Sherwood once again for that interview, and I'm sorry about the audio problems. My end was actually re-recorded, and I was reenacting what I did because I was experimenting for a while with a telephone hybrid at home and recording interviews from home. And I'm going to do it. I did it for one other interview, the interview next week with Tom Hughey, his third interview. But that's the last of my experiment. I'll be recording interviews back here at good old WCWP, starting with the interview that you hear after Tom Hughey, which will likely air December 1st. No interview on November 24th because that's the day after Thanksgiving. Why make you have to get up at 10 in the morning the day after Thanksgiving? After all that turkey and stuffing. Here's Larry Carlton with Kid Gloves, but listen to the Mike Shamari Show anyway that morning. Web Radio WCWP, Richard Elliott with Crush from Crush in 2001. You know, that came out the day that in 2001 that I got my wisdom teeth taken out. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but that is what happened on that day. August 21st, 2001. I looked it up on Amazon. Before that, Larry Carlton with Kid Gloves from Kid Gloves in 1992. The day that, no, I'm just kidding, I don't remember that far. I think I was in sixth grade when it came out, but that was the 110th time we've heard a song by Larry Carlton, we played, rather, a song by Larry Carlton. December 9th to 24th at the Studio Theater in Lindenhurst, New York, Broad Hollow Theater Company presents the adaptation of Gene Shepherd's holiday classic, A Christmas Story. It follows Ralphie Parker on his quest to get a Red Ryder BB gun under the Christmas tree. All elements from the 1983 beloved motion picture are featured in the production. For ticket information and reservations, call the box office at 631-581-2700 or go to broadhollow.org. Up next, Dave Grusin.
Consumer debt has more than doubled over the last decade. Are you in too deep? The National Foundation for Credit Counseling offers tips to help take charge of your credit before it takes charge of you. Carefully monitor your debt load, pay extra on your bills, and if problems arise, contact your creditors. There's no shame in getting into financial trouble, but it is a shame if you don't take the necessary steps to get out. For free and low-cost advice on how to reduce your debt, contact the NFCC at 800-388-2227 or visit nfcc.org.
Shock me with that deviant behavior.
You know you want to stir up some mischief and mayhem and break up the monotony of your day. Listen to Capital Punishment every Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on Web Radio WCWP.
The Clutch Performers. Thank you. I called this press conference today to announce that the Clutch Performers have officially risen to the top of the sports talk charts. When you know your sports and you have great fans that send you questions over AOL Instant Messenger, you can't help but being number one.
The Clutch Performers, coming to you live Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on web radio WCWP.org.
From Long Island University's CW Post Campus, you're listening to The Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. Taking us into hour two is Dave Grusin and something from his 1984 album Nightlines, Bossa Baroque, the 70th time we've played a song by Dave. Mm-hmm. You are now in hour two of the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. Dave Grusin with Bossa Baroque from Nightlines in 1984. And I was doing, I looked up on Amazon.com during the song, and I found out on exactly when Larry Carlton's album Kid Gloves came out. And it did come out when I was in sixth grade, September 15th, 1992. So I was a shot in the dark. I just figured, oh, it must have come out when I was in sixth grade, and could have been wrong. I could have come out earlier in the year when I was in fifth grade, or in the summer when I was not in school. We begin hour two with uncontrollable laughter, another trademark of this Mike Shamari show, time and again. But seriously, we begin with Nick Colione. Always Thinking of You is the name of the song, as I try to compose myself. Web Radio WCWP, Steve Bridey with 9 Miles from Keep On Talkin', which came out on February 21st, as did Nick Colione's album Keeping It Cool, where we heard the song Always Thinking of You, and that is what led off this hour, following that uncontrollable laughter. But getting back to Steve Bridey, I actually got an email from him. I wrote him first saying I hadn't talked to him in a while since Mario Cruz's Natural Selection show at El Piatto in Oyster Bay back in May. If I didn't say that already, my memory is very short term when I'm on the air for some reason. But Steve's doing very well. He just had a show out in Bay Shore at, I think, Five Towns College with Don Grusin, and he said it went very well, and I'm glad to hear that. So we move on now to David Lawns. And this is Mood Swing. Again, most of the music you're hearing on this show today is or was going to be in the Mike Shamari Spectacular 2, which never took place. Web Radio WCWP, Norman Brown with West Coast Coolin'. From West Coast Coolin' in 2004, he has a new album coming out on his new company or new label that he's on, Peak Records, sometime next year, as is his namesake, his last name anyway, but no relation, Paul Brown. They both have albums coming out on Peak in 2007. Also Eric Marienthal, and for the rest, go to peakrecords.com. But anyway, before that, David Lawns with Mood Swing from The Good Life in 2004. I almost said The Good Wife, but that would apply if you were Elmer Fudd. David Wands with The Good Wife from Mood, from, no, it was Mood Swing from The Good Wife. Anyway, Tuesday, Tuesday, December 12th from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Hempstead Public Library. Reading a lot from them today. The AARP defensive driving courses will be offered. It's a one-day class open to everyone. Lower your insurance and deduct points from your license. Registration is required, but the class size is limited. For more information, call that number that I've given you twice before today, 516-481-6990. Up next, Yellow Jackets, and their three-of-a-kind showcase.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
News team! Assemble!
The News Roundup, only on WCWP.
We've got all the news you need and want every weekday at 4:57, 5:57, and 7 p.m. on webradio WCWP.org and every weeknight on 88.1 FM at 9:55 and 10:55. If you don't tune in, you must be crazy.
You have mental problems, man.
Yeah, you got a mental problem.
Yeah, it really does.
Yellow Jackets, this is your showcase. It begins with something from 23 years ago. They'll be at Birdland next week, five nights next week. I'll be at one of them, November 17th, my birthday. The first song in their three-of-a-kind showcase is Man in the Moon. Web Radio, WCWP, we are two-thirds of the way through Yellow Jackets' three-of-a-kind showcase. That was the live version, obviously, with the cheering and applause from... That was the live version of Downtown, that's what I was saying there. And that was from Live Wires. This is from their more recent live album, in fact, most recent, 25. Commemorating their 25 years... as a group, since their first album came out. This is My Old School. That'll do it for the Yellow Jackets three-of-a-kind showcase here on Web Radio WCWP. That was My Old School from the CD on their album 25. It's a CD and a DVD. That was from the 25 CD, which came out on May 30th. Before that, the 95th time we played a Yellow Jackets song, Downtown, from Live Wires in 1992, and we began with Man in the Moon from Mirage Artois in 1983. That featured Richard Elliott, who we heard earlier with his solo song, a song from his solo career, Crush, was the song, but this Man in the Moon featured Richard on the saxophone and the lyricon. More prominently on the lyricon. Well, this Thursday at 6 o'clock, that would be p.m., at the West Islip Public Library, Karen Davidson, a certified painting instructor, will demonstrate how to do one-stroke painting. Learn how to blend, shade, and highlight all in one stroke. You can paint on furniture, glassware, and walls, too. No prior art experience is necessary. The program is open to the general public. For more information, call the reference desk at 631-661-7080. Up next, the Ramsey Lewis Trio.
Splashes of Hope, a nonprofit organization of artists, is hosting open art studio tours at its home base at Condrey Hall for Not-for-Profit Week. The organization is dedicated to painting colorful murals and strives to create healing environments in area hospitals. Tours will be held at Condrey Hall at 101 Browns Road in Huntington on Monday, November 13th and Friday, November 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, call the Splashes of Hope office at 631-424-8230 or log on to splashesofhope.org. Listen to the Stomping Grounds on Web Radio WCWP for local music, live performances, and interviews with up-and-comers. Also, the best new rock variety for when you're itching to expand your horizons. The Stomping Grounds, where local rock lives. Check out webradio WCWP.org and myspace.com/WCWP for more.
There is no need for this. Somewhere along the way, we lost some common sense. Help Deja Vu Radio in their quest to bring superior tunes back into the lexicon. Join the plight with Deja Vu Radio Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on webradio WCWP.org. Today's music has a publicist. Remember when it had a cause?
Well, here's Ramsey Lewis Trio. We've played this song, but the original, back in the early days of this show. But this is from his 2004 album, Time Flies, Ramsey Lewis Trio, so their album, The In Crowd. Web Radio WCWP, Dan Siegel with Castles in the Sand from Departure, which came out on July 18th. Before that, Ramsey Lewis Trio with The In Crowd from Time Flies in 2004. And time flies here, too, because we're quickly moving on to the next song by 4Play from their album that came out a few months ago now, 3 months ago Wednesday, on August 8th. This is Eastern Sky from their 10 album. Web Radio WCWP 4Play with Eastern Sky from 10, which came out on August 8th of this year, 2006. 3 months and 2 days ago from today. Today is November 10th, 2006. And that was a half-second snippet of what the last song of the show will be. Now through December 15th, Web Radio WCWP and WCWP 88.1 FM present the second annual Toy and Collection Drive that benefits Toys of Hope, a nonprofit children's charity. Bring an unopened toy or donation to the following locations: the Abrams Communication Center, which is WCWP at extension 2628, 516-299 are the first six digits, you, and also one if you're outside of the 516 area code. The President's Office at Bush Brown Hall, extension 2503. The PEP Office at Conn Hall, extension 2259. And the Pratt Center, extension 3250. We'll wrap up the show after this.
Some comments you just won't ever hear at your house.
Hey, Dad, you need a hand with that yard work?
Just as unlikely, you may never hear, you know, it's time for an eye exam. That's because many vision problems have no early warning signs. An eye exam can spot glaucoma and other serious health conditions before you can. If you're over 40, remember, an eye doctor can see things you can't. For more on vision health, visit checkyearly.com. A message from the Vision Council of America and AARP.
That's one, that's two. Oh, hey, Mark, I'm sorry about that, man. I didn't see you.
What do you mean, Mark? I've literally been here the whole time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if you heard, though, but I did over 1,000.
Tune in to Time Out every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for an unusual take on the world of sports. Only on web radio WCWP.org or myspace.com/WCWP.
Did you ever think that it was a good idea to take everything that you like and throw it together in one big mix? Well, I did, and that's why I made my show, The Blender, here on Web Radio WCWP. There's not much to say about it except for that it's a lot of music that I like, and maybe you'll like too. So give it a listen every Friday from noon till 2 p.m. on Web Radio WCWP.
That's amazing.
From Long Island University's CW Post Campus, you're listening to The Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. We're down to our last song. It's by Tom Scott. It's called Upbeat 90s from Read My Lips in 1994, the mid-90s. The Blender is next. I'll see you next week for the 175th Mike Shamari Show on my 25th birthday. So long, everybody.